Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about retirement fraud. Yes, we are talking about scams. S-C-A-M. Unfortunately, we're going to go over a story of a woman who wired away her retirement savings in a mail scam. And this could happen to anyone. And the reason I say that is because technology moves so quickly. If we are not up to speed on what's going on, we can easily fall victim to these things too. And during this report, I am going to talk to you why you need a financial advisor, someone that you can talk to, someone that you can trust, that you can talk about these type of money issues so you are not isolated. Let's hear a story.
The sheer volume of mail sent to Sheree Nudd's mother should have been a red flag to the Gaithersburg resident.
This, for example, would be maybe a day's worth of mail, maybe 2 days. One day I counted that she received 85 pieces of mail.
All scams. Letters supposedly from Reader's Digest and the IRS, offers of cheap jewelry as bait, all of the letters promising big prizes, including new cars. Nudd's mother, Betty, fell for all of them and wired away her retirement savings.
We believe that she lost somewhere north of $200,000, her life savings, and they left her with nothing but debt.
Seniors in this country are under attack, basically from fraudsters who are operating lottery fraud schemes from outside of the country.
You will be involved at some point. The question is, do you want to be involved when there's something to preserve so that you can take care of your parent, or do you want to only be involved after everything is gone?
These scams have become such a problem nationwide that postal inspectors have even launched a website devoted entirely to keeping you from becoming a victim. This is DeliveringTrust.com. It was launched by postal inspectors, and it offers tons of helpful information, tons of tips, your rights, what you need to know. It even breaks down the types of fraudulent sweepstakes, the lottery scams, all the different ways that these con artists are trying to take your money. It's DeliveringTrust.com, and postal inspectors say there is no better resource when it comes to keeping your family members from falling victim.
Oh, man. Oh, this is so sad. And like I said, this is not her fault. 85 pieces of mail. I mean, how does she distinguish between what's good and what's not? Unfortunately, this is one rule that I always have, is that there are no free lunches, right? Nothing in this world is free. And another thing that I want to point out is that you want to make sure that you have people in your lives that are going to support you, and you have a system that is going to be a check and balance for you and some of these decisions that you are making. She needs to talk to these individuals. I think the regret of this daughter was that she wasn't involved more often. Your mother getting 85 pieces of mail. Now, I want to put this in perspective. I don't think that all these scammers just realized who she was as she started sending mail. What these scammers do is that once they find you respond to one, all the other scammer friends, they all start sending you more mail from different types of sweepstakes because they're like, this person is going to buy. Let's keep sending them this mail because it's going to be worth it. There's three steps how people get to you. It is the temptation, which are going to be the letters or the sweepstakes or the $1 million. Then it's going to be isolation, where they tell you to go somewhere private, where they tell you to get on a phone call, where they tell you to get on a one-on-one meeting or whatever it may be. And then it's the violation. That's when they take all your money. They have you give up all your information. They have you validate certain wires that you may come in. It's like, well, we're trying to verify this wire. Can you give us your personal information to make sure that it's you, right? Many banks are not going to ask you for your information, especially if it's an inbound call. They need you to call in and verify those information from a legitimate number. But once again, these rules are going to change. The information I give you today may not be good in 10 years. So in 10 years, you're going to have to reevaluate your situation, what you're going to do. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to make you afraid of the financial system or things that come into your mail, because that's how we miss bills. That's how we miss things that we're supposed to pay, just like our property taxes, things of that nature. So we need to open our mail. But we need to have a trusted person with us to say, hey, is this a scam or not? And that's why I said you need a financial advisor in your life, someone you can call and say, listen, I just got this call saying that I should wire some money. What do you think? And have somebody else help protect you. Okay. You don't have to do this alone. If you're looking for a financial advisor that you can trust, I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience. My link is in the description if you want to schedule a consultation, talk about your situation, and figure out how you can maybe even recover or prevent yourself from losing your retirement fund. I mean, $200,000 that she saved. How many of us wish we had $200,000 and she gave it all away for some cheap jewelry? We just need to be involved. And this should be a warning to everyone. Check in on your family members. Just because they say they are good, just because it looks like they're living the life, doesn't mean everything is all right. Okay. Well, if you need some help, once again, that's the third time I can't get this right. If you're looking on YouTube, please don't think I'm doing this on purpose. I'm going to do this right. You know, whatever. But anyway, if you don't know anything about investing and you need some help, make sure you check out our free ebook. It's the 4 Pillars to Christian Investing. It's a 19-page beginner's guide that teaches you about debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. Get on our newsletter list. We send out emails, things like this, warnings for you for all different types of scams, and making sure that you retire rich and you retire righteous. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.